Trevor Zamparelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
So, we started talking about DIY on the show last week, and myself and the team quickly realised that we're shite at it, we're no good. And by the text coming in, we realised that you guys aren't great at it either. So, with that in mind, we have somebody to help. Yeah, my young fella loves that. Yeah, so last week we got an expert on to talk about painting your gaff, and this week we're going to talk about putting down your own wooden floors, and I'm delighted to have Jordan Cahill on the blower to chat about it. Hi, Jordan.
How you doing?
How are you?
Not too bad.
Good, good. Where in the country are you?
On the way out to Tala, unfortunately.
You have a job on, do you?
Yes, I do, unfortunately.
A big job?
It's a house, finishing off a house.
Oh, you got to finish it off.
Yeah.
I'd say that's one of the top tips you're going to give today, is make sure you finish the job.
Yeah. And basically, make sure you finish. The finishing touches are always the best.
Oh, they are. Yeah. Okay. Well, let's talk about it, because we were talking about painting last week, and I think it inspired a lot of people, because a lot of friends and people who listen to the show, I saw them painting doors and things in their house. So, well, first of all, how long have you been in the wooden floor game?
Well, it's the flooring game. So we do wooden floors, lino, carpet, stuff like that.
Are you still doing lino?
Yes, lino is actually nearly more popular than laminate at the moment.
Stop it. You tell me lino's making a comeback.
It's on its way back years.
Okay, and what's so good about lino?
Well, what's so good is the fact that it actually looks better than some laminate floors. It looks more realistic.
Is it cheaper?
It is. It's cheaper. It's water resistant because it's glued all over. Mm. It's actually more water resistant. It's glued all over. It's rubber. And all domestic lino is industrialised now.
Okay. Okay, because when I think of lino, I think of the lino we used to have in the kitchen back in the 80s, and it wasn't great.
It wasn't the best. You used to walk on it. You had stones stuck in your runner. Used to tear it on market.
That's right.
Now, don't get me wrong, anything can still mark a floor and damage it, but it just takes a little bit more to do it this time.
Okay, sold. Lino it is. Tell me, Jordan, if somebody wants to lay their own floors down, I mean, is it a doable job for anybody?
It's a doable job for somebody that obviously is handy with using their hands.
Okay.
Basically, the best way I can explain to start, if you're in any room, you start on the straightest wall you can find.
Okay, straightest wall.
Straightest wall. Always have the joints of each board at least a half a foot away from each other, or a foot away from each other.
Right.
Because I've often walked into houses that people have bought a house and done their own flooring to try save money, which is perfectly fine. But as a professional, I notice things that people wouldn't. So you just, I've an awful habit of pointing things out.
I'd say you're a nightmare. Listen, Jordan, what tools do you need? Okay, so let's say I'm going to put down floor in one of the kids' bedroom. I'm off to Woody's or wherever, B&Q, whatever. What do I need to buy?
Basic tools you would need is a hammer, a mallet, you have jammy bars, any sort of jammy bar, it doesn't have to be an expensive one, a cheap one, and then a cheap jigsaw and a square.
Okay, so they're the basic things. And what's a jammy bar?
So basically, a jammy bar is, so with the tongue and groove click system, sometimes it doesn't go in with just by hand. That's where you either use the mallet to tap it in, or you use the jammy bar against the wall, sort of to pry it in. But you have to pry it in and hit it with the mallet at the same time. It's not as easy as it sounds.
No, it doesn't. Trust me, it doesn't sound easy. Jordan, is it a bit like assembling Lego?
In the click together system, in the way, yeah, but no at the same time, because you're going, instead of like with Lego, it just sort of sits in one place. You have to click two systems in at the same time.
Okay.
So there's the side system, which is the full length of the board, and then there's a little tongue and groove system at the width of the board that has to click in also.
Okay. And what about ripping up carpet? Is that a difficult job?
Taking up carpet is easy as long as you make sure there's no wires underneath. So with a lot of houses, unfortunately, the likes of security alarms, camera systems, anything like that, old wiring, they were notorious for putting it under carpet.
Ooh, that's dangerous.
Yeah, it's cost me a few bob in the...
I'd say so. I'd say so.
Just, you know, because basically what we do is instead of just taking the carpet up and rolling it up, we cut it down, because all carpet underlay like that is recyclable.
Good.
A lot of people actually don't realise that, because we don't take materials away, because we have too much expensive materials belonging to other customers in the van, so we don't put rubbish in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So therefore we cut it down into small enough pieces that you can just put it in your recycling bin. And that's it.
And that's it. Okay, well, that is a really good tip and good to know. Do you ever, I'm sure you do, you have to go to people's houses and fix DIY jobs or fix floors. Does that happen quite often?
Not as often as you think, actually.
Is that because of YouTube?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, there's an awful lot. Even, like, as my father would say, it's every day is a school day.
Yeah.
There's like, he's in a 44 years. I'm doing it 11. And there's days where I correct him, he corrects me. And then there's days where we have to actually solve a problem together.
Come here. Are you working with your dad?
Yeah, I am.
Oh my God, is he still going 44 years?
Yes.
What an absolute legend.
Yeah.
What's it like working with your dad 11 years?
Stressful.
I'd say so.
Yeah. No,
I'd say
it is.
So.
It's stressful. No, but don't get me wrong. It's, you know what I mean? I tried doing other stuff for the retail and stuff like that, and I just...
You're just too good at this.
I've always went back to this.
You're too good at it. Well, you deserve a medal to be working with a member of your family. I always say that, and you're doing it 11 years. You're doing something right. But listen, I'm just listening to you now. I mean, you lost me on the tools. Can I ask you, is this just too big of a job to take on? Is this one of those jobs, unlike painting, is this one of those jobs that is just... best left to professionals?
In my opinion, yes. Because
okay.
I have seen, like, a job I was only there doing, I was doing the whole upstairs of a house, and he had bought this house off a landlady who has 60 odd properties in the estate. She got contractors in, and some contractors, unfortunately, even like that, if they're not experienced enough, do things wrong.
Made
and I went down, and he replaced the skirting himself. And as he was replacing the skirting, they left too much of a gap between the old skirting and the floorboards. So basically, the new skirting he got is not wide enough. So with all laminate flooring, it's a floating floor. So therefore, every time you walk on it, it has to move. So you can't put it too close to the wall, too far from the wall.
Gotcha.
It has to be the right distance from it.
Yeah. You can't just throw it down. Sounds like you can't just throw it down.
No.
Unfortunately, not. Well, that's good advice. Well, I like the advice that you've given. I like the fact that Lino is making a comeback. I mean,
yeah.
that's
well,
good
we
to
do
know.
As well. It's quick and easy for us to get in and out as well.
With the lino, yeah. And also, carpets are recyclable. That's another good thing to know.
Yeah.
Jordan, it's been a pleasure having you on. If people want to find you, I know you're probably flat out, but how can people get in touch with you?
On social media, Instagram, Facebook, or just give us a call. It's CJ Premium Carpets and Flooring, or just give us a call on 0851482554.
CJ Premium Carpets and Flooring. Good man. Jordan, I'll let you get back to that house in Tallent, and thanks for coming on, okay?
No problem.
Thanks,
all.
Love.
Thank
see
you.
Bye.
Jennifer Zaffarelli.
Weekday morning from 9
on 2FM.